All right.
So do you hit record when you first start?
When you have, when you invite friends to a recording, the second a friend joins, it automatically records and it says
record. No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
Not through my application.
Yours doesn't record shit, Drew.
All I'm saying, Drew,
I bet it did record and you just can't find it because you're a fucking idiot.
All I'm saying, Drew and I recorded the funniest fucking podcast last week, and he called me right after we ended it. And he goes, bro,
it's gone.
And I was like, dude.
Drew just doesn't know how to edit it, dude. It processes for like 5 minutes after you record. It's probably in your shit.
I'm looking. It's not in there. I'm pissed. It's okay. We got some of the bits. We'll pitch some of the same bits here today.
Yeah, we're going to do some of the same bits. You guys are in for a good one.
All right. That's not, everyone loves a recycled bit.
Wow, it's not recycled for you.
Is it recycled? It hasn't been published.
The conversation has already happened.
Fuck bitch is still going, and that hits every single time.
Point. He's got a point.
Hello and welcome to Keeping Up with the Commissioners podcast. Finally back. A lot has happened in the last. Did we have one 2 weeks ago, or has it been 2 weeks?
I think we missed two in a week, two in a row.
No, we had one 2 weeks ago.
Did we have bye week and then Drew's fuck up or what?
No, that's not how that went.
I don't think so either. But okay, regardless, we got the full crew here. We got Chaz and Dewey over in Stafford. How are you guys doing?
What up? What up? We're doing good. Sipping on some whiskey. About to get fucking weird tonight, man. Drew's going to fucking Putacana tomorrow. I'm going to work.
Sounds great. Frank?
Yeah, we're doing good over here. I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. I'm going to work.
Love it. I'm also doing great. I took a nice trip to Arizona. I got a new kitten. Mr. Frodo.
Things
are going great in the Butcher household. I do have a little story about my Arizona trip. I mentioned it on the in the group chat, but I was driving from Phoenix to Sedona during the Browns Colts game. Watched first half at a bar, got a long drive, driving, no worries, listening to it in the car, right? I'm in the middle of the desert. When I tell you I'm in the middle of the desert, there is nothing. Cactuses, nothing else. And I start to have to emergency pee my pants as the game is also winding down in the fourth quarter. Oh. Back and forth game, right? Pause. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, it may have been a mirage, a Pilot Flying J truck stop appears. You know who owns Pilot Flying J? Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
So I'm able to pull into a Pilot Flying J, just barely get my piss off. I'm talking about almost maybe a couple drops in the pants. It was bad. It was close. So my bladder is saved. I go back out to my car, finish the game. Miraculous win for the Browns. It was meant to be.
Oh, I thought you watched it in the Pilot J.
I watched it in the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
That's great.
When I tell you I was in the middle of the desert, I may have just pissed on the side of the road and it'd been having
I don't know why that wasn't your first choice.
Or just have soap hold a cup.
I don't want to get bit by a rattlesnake or a scorpion.
That sounds like something Butcher would be afraid of. Yeah.
Rattlesnakes?
Yeah.
You're not afraid of a rattlesnake?
I'm not.
I heard they're not poisonous.
It's more afraid of you, dude.
They are poisonous.
I don't know anything about snakes.
I don't think scorpions are, but that's neither here nor there. I don't want to talk about what happened in the Browns game last week, but they got the miraculous dub, and I didn't piss my pants in the car. So just a great story for everyone. That being said, we got Thursday Night Football going on, so let's go through these pretty quick. Picks record for the past 2 weeks. We have been doing terrible. 2 weeks ago, I went 5-1. No one else went positive.
Mike and I went 6-0 last week.
You didn't.
Mike, you told me.
You literally both went 2-4, I think.
Ah, you didn't send them in the picks.
Yeah, you didn't.
I sent those. Drew goes, do you edit them? I go, no.
So the race is getting a little tight here. So in the lead is Frank, 27-21. Tied for second is me and Mike, 26-22. Drew, tough couple of weeks, 20-28. Mike and I are one game behind. Drew, you can close the gap this week. We'll see what happens. We'll get right into the first game. My game versus Elijah. both 4-4. I won last week. Shouldn't have. Not apologizing. I deserve it after how my season's gone. I'm going to lose this week, and this is not a jinx pick. This is I'm starting both backup running backs in this Thursday night football game. That's literally all you need to know. So, Elijah, congratulations on beating me, brother. Frank, what do you think?
Yeah, you must. You got a lot of bye weeks or something.
McCaffrey, Etienne, Brock Purdy, and Darren Waller's hurt.
Yeah, I like that. I like the pickup at tight end, that McBride guy. He had a pretty good game last week.
Yeah, he's playing the Browns.
The Browns, yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm going to go with Elijah in this one as well. Yeah. His team looks better. Looks a lot better this week.
It's significantly better. Drew, what do you think?
I think we got a lot of matchups that are 4-4. A lot of close matchups this week. I'm taking Elijah as well, just because of all your bye weeks, McCaffrey, Etienne. Mm-hmm. Yeah, taking Elijah.
Mike?
Yeah, I mean, you guys pretty much all said it. Elijah's team looks pretty good this week. Kind of questionable with Jordan Addison. I have him in another league that's neither here nor there. But with Kirko being out, I just don't know what that offense is going to look like. I know they just picked up Josh Dobbs, but
I don't think Dobbs is playing this week.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
And going forward, Addison, I don't know about the usage. You got a lot of bye weeks. I really don't like your running backs, but hey, you got to do what you got to do.
I don't like them either. They're handcuffs for if Derrick Henry and Najee get injured, and surprisingly, they haven't been injured yet. So,
yeah, that's true. But either way, I'm going with Elijah in this matchup.
That's a good omen for your jinx, B.
It's not a jinx, and I will also say though, Jalen Warren is better than Najee Harris and should get the ball more. Tajay Spears may be better than Derrick Henry at this point, should also get the ball more. That's neither here nor there. They're not going to. I'm going to lose.
Maybe a little Tony Pollard, Zeke Elliott situation. Maybe. I see what you're trying to do.
They're actually just better. It's that simple. All right, next matchup. Daddy Longlegs, Alex, 4-4. He's right back in it versus Phil Rolling Sox. Cormac, 3-5. Cormac, again, sorry that I beat you last week. I didn't deserve it, but I'm not apologizing, so I take the sorry back. Alex's team is looking pretty good. He's getting on a little bit of a roll here. He's won two in a row. I'm looking at these matchups. Cormac has not adjusted his lineup yet. He's got Javonte Williams on bye, Evan Ingram on bye, 49ers defense on bye. He didn't pick up a defense. He has running backs he can put in. He doesn't have a tight end he can put in. Oh, no, he does have a tight end, Dalton Kincaid. Not a great week for him. Saquon questionable. Is he playing? Let's see.
Yeah, Saquon's going to play. He's just resting up. He's got that banged up ankle.
And Cormac is playing Sam Howell, who was great last week against the Eagles, but he's always good against the Eagles. He's not really good against anyone else. So for that reason, I'm going to pick Alex to get a little three-game win streak here and get into the playoff conversation. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, so Alex is going to adjust his lineup because I'm going to text him to adjust his lineup.
Yeah, he just needs to get a tight end, which is – tight ends are so bad this year anyways. If he gets 2 points from a tight end, that's fine.
He's got one on his bench.
Oh, yeah, he's Njoku, who's been balling. Perfect.
Yeah, he's good. He's going to adjust that. Sorry, on the laptop here, my bad. I think Alex is going to win this one. Yeah. Phil Rollins Sox has a lot of bye weeks. I don't know about that.
All right, Drew?
Yeah, I mean, is Cormac going to pick up some people to replace these guys?
He's got guys. He just needs a defense and a tight end, but he's got a running back to put in for Javonte. He could put in Sanders or Jeff Wilson or Akers.
Yeah, and he'll pick up a defense at tight end, right? Nobody's benched a Pat. Yeah, okay.
He's got Kincaid, too, so yeah, he just needs a defense.
Right, okay. I think this is an okay – oh, God, I don't. Oh, don't. Nope, I'm taking Cormac. I think this is an okay game to hedge you guys with. I think this one can go either way, assuming Cormac changes his lineup, which I think he will.
He will. I'm confident about that. All right, moving on to the next matchup.
Whoa. Which is...
Yeah.
Oh, Frank.
Oh, Chief.
Out of practice.
Yeah, it's been a while, Frank.
Two bye weeks. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna go with Alex in this one as well. I just think Puka. I think is Stafford playing, or he's out, right?
I don't think he's playing.
No, yeah. I don't think he's playing this week.
Davante Adams doesn't have a quarterback. I mean, Alex's team has been hot. I think Eckler and Allen have a big game this week, so I'm gonna go with Alex.
Also, I forgot to mention regarding last week, Drew is not suspended from the podcast this week, but he is suspended from being vice commissioner. So, Mike, you're acting vice commissioner for this podcast. Drew, you are acting assistant to the vice commissioner.
Yeah, okay. Feels good. Yeah. Feels good.
How do you feel?
So, Mike, enjoy that this week.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Next matchup, we have Mitch's Bitches, also 4-4 versus Team Smoot, 1-7. I didn't get to talk about this. I said Smoot was going to beat me. Smoot's Revenge, he did beat me 2 weeks ago, so that was good for him. Mitch has DeAndre Hopkins going tonight. He looked great last week with Levis, but who's to say? He's got Jerome Ford in his lineup for the Browns. The Browns have three running backs, and they're all okay, and Ford's a little banged up. I don't love that, honestly. I would probably wouldn't play him, but Chase and Andrews, Josh Downs has been good, but he's also questionable. Let's see.
Is he good? Why? Like, who is this guy?
He's a rookie. He's been up and down.
A good connection with Gardner Minshew is what I've seen in the past couple games.
I mean, the past three games, he's had 12.
Watching Colts games. Holy shit.
He's had over 10 points the last four games.
A lot of targets.
Yeah. Drew loves Josh Downs. He had him on his roster.
I had him, and then I dropped him because you guys fucking made fun of me, and then Mitch picked him up. Mitch literally texted me personally. He goes, "You picked up Josh Downs, you idiot. Dropped it. Mitch picked him up."
That's next level gamesmanship, honestly.
Guy's in my fucking head.
We love that. Smoot's lineup got Mahomes in the Germany game. Deontay Foreman out of Chicago. Is he running back one this week?
I think he's splitting with Roschon.
With Roschon. All right. I mean, Ramondre, he's looked a little better recently, right? No. Patriots guys?
No.
No.
No? Okay. I was trying to talk myself into it, but I can't. It's fuck Mitch. It always has been, always will be, but Mitch is going to win this week. Frank, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go with God. Yeah, I was going to pick Smoot, but I don't think I can this week. I'm going to go with Mitch.
Drew?
I am taking Mitch. I like his team better, even though he's got a castle built in my head, or maybe that's why I am beating him. A 1-8 Dalton Smoot. Oh, sorry, bro.
All right, Mike?
I'm going to go with Mitch on this one. I've been riding Smoot every week, except for
It hasn't worked out well.
Yeah, and just for the sake, I'm trying to get a free dinner at the end of the season, right? That's our –
That's what we're doing, yes. A great horse dinner with the four of us, the other three pay.
Okay.
I love that.
I'm going with Mitch's Bitches this week.
I love it. All right.
Can we get the Wagyu?
We're going to absolutely
Yes.
We're splitting the check between three fucking dudes. Of course, we're balling out. We're getting bottles. We're doing it all.
Yeah. It's going to be a big time dinner.
We'll record. We'll hit record at the beginning of the dinner. Just the whole dinner.
Or maybe we get banged up and we record in the locker room afterwards.
Yeah.
All right, next matchup. Mike Law, Office of a Gambler versus Drew 09, both 3-5, both sitting together right now. This is an interesting one. Mike has 1, 2, 3 buys. Not horrible, I guess, except Ridley and Lawrence. He would like to have that stack. That's out. You got Steelers D tonight. They're pretty solid. And don't hate Baker as your backup quarterback. Drew's got 3 buys as well. None of them very big except Montgomery. He's good when he plays. This matchup's interesting. I don't know. I think Bijan has been very underutilized. Drew's roster looks better on paper to me, but it could go either way. AJ Brown's a beast. Mikey's lucky to have him. That being
good
said,
guy I got.
Yeah, literally. I mean, Amari's reliable. If Deshaun's back this week, that'll be good. I will say the only thing that was good for you with P.J. Walker throwing to Amari is that he literally doesn't even look at anyone else. He just chucks it up to Amari, and it's either a pick or a big play. So. Good for fantasy for Amari, not good for my mental sanity. I'm going to go Drew here. I think Drew has just a little bit of a better team this week, but I think it's a tight one. Drew and Mike will save you guys for last. I know I just did this order, but because of that matchup, Frank, what do you think?
Yeah, I think this one you could really flip a coin. It could go either way. Drew's on a 5-game losing streak.
He started 3-0.
Started 3-0. Hot out the gates. He got all his guys back, and things plummeted.
You should get rid of those guys, honestly.
I'm gonna go with Mikey in this one. I hate Aaron Jones. But otherwise, I think Hunter Henry maybe gets a touchdown this week. I don't know. We'll see. I'll go with Mikey.
Mike?
You're taking Mike off Hunter Henry.
A tight end touchdown's big. Tight ends stink.
Some would say they're huge.
All right, we got Hopkins throwing a touchdown right now. Oh, nope, he's running it.
Mike?
Yeah, this is a really tough lineup I got going here. Not much to talk about, really, only A.J. Brown. But Hunter Henry's going to have a big week, and that's the reason why I'm going to beat Drew.
Wow.
Hunter Henry week. Drew, what do you think about that?
Two tubs. I might bet him to hit two tubs this week.
Mikey loves betting on anytime touchdown scores tight ends.
I swear and they never score.
No, they never score. You know who has been a great tight end, though?
Someone's due.
T.J. Hawkinson.
Yes.
Look for the tight end matchup of the year between Hunter Henry, T.J. Hawkinson. But I'm going to squeak one out and break the curse, the five games losing streak curse.
You know what I like about T.J. Hawkinson this week is that he will have a rookie quarterback, and rookie quarterbacks typically love tight ends.
I like that he looks like an absolute fucking psycho, this guy.
Safety blanket. He does also look like a psycho. All right, two matchups left. We'll move on to the Automatux. Sean, 6-2 lost last week versus Ryan. Waddle Rockets, 5-3, has lost two in a row. So two of the big dogs in our league have caught some L's recently, which is good for everyone else and everyone on this podcast. This might be game of the week, but we'll see. These are two really good lineups. Lamar for Sean against Seattle. We'll see how that goes. He's got Zach Moss inserted into his lineup, who's been solid. I mean, I think Jonathan Taylor is slowly looking better and better, so that might dwindle a little bit. Thielen just gets every target in Carolina. Gabe Davis, boom or bust week. He has to bet on a boom week. Ryan, he's got Tua against Kansas City. Tough matchup, but Tua's going to do well. This is a really tough one for me to pick. I don't know. I don't love Tyler Boyd and Cincy. I think he's all right. Swift had that one really big week and hasn't really done shit since, Andrew.
Yeah, I mean, he's been having some of those big gel plays in between, you know, big third downs, those type of plays. Yeah. Hasn't been big fantasy production, but has been very consistent. You know, a high floor, low ceiling guy.
I think the thing with Swift is I always thought he was amazing, and why didn't they give him the ball more and stuff in Detroit? And then now it's the same thing is happening in Philly.
Maybe
he's just not very good.
He's performing better than he did in Detroit, I think. But I didn't really watch Detroit's games, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, that being said, this is a true toss-up for me. I think I'm going to go with Ryan just because that knocks Sean down a little bit. And that makes the league a little tighter. That's literally the only reason. Sean, I'm not sleeping on you. I think you got a great team. I just got to hope that this kind of the top goes to the middle here. So we'll go right over to Drew.
Pretty high-powered offense, matchup this week we got next year. Automatux 6-2 versus Ryan. Waddle Rockets 5-3. This is a tough one. This is going to be a toss-up. I guess I'm going to look for Waddle Rockets to overpower Automatux this week. Sean, I'm not sleeping on you. I just think Tua is going to have a big week against Kansas City. Mike, tell us what you think.
Yeah, we got a big matchup here between the Automatux and Waddle Rockets. But Ryan's team has Tua. And, oh, my God. I didn't even see Sean has Lamar. But this is going to be a really good matchup. I think it's going to come down to the wide receivers because the running backs, I feel like, are pretty even matched at this point. And Tua and Waddle stack this week is going to be too much. I'm going Ryan.
All right, Frank?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Ryan as well. I don't love Sean's team on paper. It just doesn't really look that good to me. I know Mostert's been having a good year. Moss has been having a good year. But I don't know. I'm going with Ryan.
We're on a lot of the same picks this week, boys.
This would have been a good one to hedge.
This would have been. Would you like to change your pick? Just kidding, too late.
It's not allowed.
Not allowed.
I know the rules. Remember, I was the vice commissioner at one point.
You were the vice, and you will be again. Maybe. All right. Next matchup.
Wait, can I do the next intro?
Drew, literally on the podcast, you're suspended from being vice commissioner.
Fuck!
I just ignored your bit of doing it last time.
Is it the Mr. Jeffers, the CD Nuts matchup? Let me do it. Come on, let me do it.
No, I want Mike to do it.
All right, Mike also got some practice last week.
Okay.
Here we go.
Mike, do the intro.
All right, start it from the beginning.
All right, we got a 5-3 Mr. Jeffers versus a Frank CD's Nuts.
More energy.
What did you say?
Try it again. All right, no. We got Frank versus Joff this week. Joff's team has been on kind of a skid recently, I feel like, but he won last week. He's starting Will Levis, which I don't love, but I like Will Levis. He's got a high ceiling. And Najee in the flex, that's interesting. But I'm going to go Frank this week. Frank beat the shit out of me last week, and it was really bad. I scored 100 points, and I didn't even have a chance. Frank put up, Frank, was it a 160 piece?
I think it was just shy of 160.
Yeah, I'm never going to beat that. But Frank's going to win this one.
Oh, 166, my bad.
Oh, you had to rub it in.
Just shy of 170.
That's absurd.
Yeah, Frank's team popped on me. It's going to happen again this week. Sorry, Jesse, you're going to fall victim to it. I'm taking Frank.
Anything else you want to say? Do you want to hand it off to someone else?
Yeah, you have.
Drew, what do you think?
There you go, Mike. I think this is going to be a really close one, but I think, you know, I hate having the numbers up there. You know, Jesse doesn't have Mitch production now. I know it's early.
Najee scored already.
Levis has 0.48.
He had one drive.
Is he the CrossFit dude? Is he the guy that said he's just going to get ripped?
That's Badgett.
Fuck. Okay. I'm taking Frankie. Jalen Hurts going to ball.
All right, Mike, would you like to toss to the next person?
No. Brendan, what do you think?
All right, thank you. We'll just do this, pinball. So you guys are taking Frank. Frank's team is a juggernaut. It is what it is right now. That being said, I want the league to get to everyone's around the same record. So, you know, I have faith in Joff this week. I mean, he got a touchdown from the worst player on his team already. So that's a really good start. He's playing two horrible running backs, Derrick Henry and Najee Harris. I hope they both give up carries to their backups this week specifically. But that being said, I'm going to pick Jesse. I'm not confident, but I'm going to hedge and pick Jesse just for a little bit of a change up from you guys.
That's good.
Frank.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, my team's fucking nasty this year, boys. I think this one might be a little closer than some of my previous matchups, but I'm gonna go with myself in this one. I think Tyreek Hill, man, that guy's fucking just unbelievable. All he does is he just scores a lot of fucking points. Breece Hall's been pretty good this year. Jalen Hurts, I mean, yeah, I could go on. I got myself this week.
Some would say championship caliber.
it's being talked about.
At this point, if I lose this week, I'm more focused on winning this dinner than I am winning the league. To be totally honest, because that's going to recoup my $100 and then some. So, well, I hope that's the case. Before we move on to the gambling picks, Drew and Mike, do you guys have some bits that you would like to do?
We tried pitching them throughout there. Let's just move on.
You tried pitching them? I didn't pick up on any of them.
No, they didn't really come through. Let's just move on. Let's move on to the gambling picks.
All right. Gambling picks. Let's do this. One second. Mike, do you have a gambling pick this week?
What are the records, he asked?
Yeah, the thing is I didn't look up your gambling picks from last week, and I also didn't have one, so we're going to pretend last week didn't happen.
Okay.
So the current records that we have in – oh, actually, let me undo. 2 weeks ago, did the Jags-Saints under hit?
2 weeks ago? Whose was that?
Drew.
Me? let me see. Let me check my lost category.
Now that – what was the number?
41.
Yes, it went over.
Okay, so Drew's 2-4. Mike, did the Chiefs Chargers go over 48?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Let me double check.
Life's too short to bet the under, boys.
Correct.
Wait, what was the number?
48.
I pushed.
Push, okay. All right, so we'll go through records right here. 1 second. Just typing. I forgot how to type. All right, so records. Raiders -2.5. I'm guessing I lost that.
Who'd they play?
I would say.
2 weeks ago? I don't know. I definitely lost. There's no way they won.
No, they played 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they lost.
Okay. So records. It's not looking good for any of us boys. I am 2-4-1. Drew is 2-4. Mike is 2-3-1. Frank is 2-2. Sophia also picked Browns minus 3 2 weeks ago, which pushed. Or did they win by 2? I don't know. She didn't win. So that's unfortunate. But let's get into picks this week. I'm going to pull up the lines. Does anyone have one that they would like to go?
Yeah, I like the over tonight, 37.
There's yeah, you can't do it, but it's too late for the people to book it, so we need to have a different
one. Yeah, true. Fuck. All right, give me a sec.
Drew or Frank?
I guess I'll take the – fuck. I love unders. I love unders. I'm going to take the over in the Dolphins-Chiefs game, 51.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that? All right. Frank, were you about to say one?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to get in the kitchen. So.
Oh yeah, you're telling me you haven't been gambling, Frankie? We're in a group together, but you've been firing off gambling picks.
Okay, but I haven't looked at the games on Sunday. I mean, I could give you some other shit, but
well, just you can give something that has anything that hasn't happened yet. It doesn't have to be NFL.
No, I'm going to give you anytime touchdown score Sunday, Seattle Seahawks, Zach Charbonnet. Good odds, probably. Haven't looked.
I love that. Wow. I love that. I'm locking that in right now.
Lock it in because I think he outsnapped Kenneth Walker for the first time this year, last week. So I think he gets on the board.
Plus 320.
Good odds.
I love it.
There's some doo-doo games this week, huh?
Yeah, I like one.
All right, I'm taking Eagles minus 3
versus the Cowboys. Birds, baby. Fly, Eagles, fly, B. You want to watch that together?
They dominate the Cowboys. What'd you say?
You want to watch that together?
I'm going to watch the – when is it? Is it – yeah, come on. Yeah, yeah, I'll watch it.
On a motherfucker.
Oh. Nice. Nice. Mike, do you have one?
Yeah, I got one. I like the Ravens, Seahawks over 44.
Ravens, Seattle over 44. All right, boys, that's a podcast. Happy to be back in the kitchen here. You know, I got my office all set up again. Yep. And we're going to roll. We're not going to miss another one for the rest of the season. I'm guaranteeing that right now.
We got to get guests back on.
Whose job was that?
They fell apart, dude. People don't want to be on it, you know? People don't want to be on it.
Well, then you got to grind. You got to sell.
Guys, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I had a schedule.
If you haven't got on the pod, get on the pod.
Everyone's got plans.
Text Drew.
Until you get punched in the face.
That's true.
They can't handle it, is what you're saying.
It's a lot for me to handle. I'm just a wee lad.
All right, well, someone help Drew out so he doesn't get permanently fired from Vice Commissioner. And text him and say you want to be on the podcast next week. Our availability typically is Thursday evenings or Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
On that note, anyone have any final thoughts?
Go over.
Go under.
I'm cutting that, Frankie. Go over.
Hit record.
Hit record. All right, boys. Yeah, Drew, wait. Do you have a statement about that?
Respect Brendan for what he does. He does a lot. This guy's a fucking titan. He's a titan.
I've also been a little, if you ask Mike, I've been a little bit of a meme god lately as well.
Oh my God, it's been unbelievable.
He's quick.
He can't fathom how these memes get made, and I'm not telling you.
He's way too quick with it, guys. He's way too quick with it. It's honestly disturbing.
That's an AI bot you got making memes, right?
I coded it myself. So if anyone has any memes they need made, let me know. I'll charge you only a small fee.
They're good.
All right, boys. One love. Enjoy Thursday night football. Good luck this week to everyone except who am I playing? Elijah.
Fuck Mitch.
Peace,
Fuck
boys.
Fuck Mitch always. Peace, boys.
Peace.
We'll be right back.